you have your Bibles with you, stand with us, turn to the book of Daniel, chapter number 5, the book of Daniel. Some of the most familiar scripture in the Bible is what we're going to read here tonight. And it's preached a mighty bit, quite a bit too. Sometimes it's preached with meanness or malice or somebody trying to really beat up on somebody that they know ain't doing right and is living wrong. And I guess that's all right if you want to take it out of context and do that. But I want to try to preach the simple thought the Lord gave me tonight with this message and this the meaning of some of these words here in Daniel chapter 5. Starting in verse number 24 says, "Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this was the writing that was written." This was the writing that was written. "Many, many, TKL, Upharsin." This is the interpretation of the thing. "Many, many, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it." TKL, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting.
Yes.
Peres, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. You might be seated tonight. And as I got to thinking about this and dwelling on it, the Lord brought these words to my attention as I was reading through here, and it stuck out on the page to me, and I began studying on it. And this word here, tekel, if you look at it, the Bible says that the meaning of that is thou art weighed in the balances and are found wanting. And I want to try to preach on that phrase there, on found wanting, for a little while, if I could, if the Lord would help us, on found wanting, just that simple thought, if you would. I prepared this message and had the outline written out just like I needed to preach it. You know how it is sometimes being preachers and things, you know, the Lord starts giving you a message and you write it down and then you put it in the order of what you think the importance of it is or the order that you think it needs to be. But sometimes God comes along and slaps you in the head and says, "Son, what are you doing? This is the way I want it. And the way I've got it on the paper here ain't the way I'm going to preach it." The Lord was dealing with my heart last week, and that may be why He moved in the service. I don't know, but I'm going to preach it in a different order. Same message, I guess, just a different order than what I have prepared on. So bear with me, if you would, as I go through it. Now, first of all, on this found wanting, I want to talk about some people in the Bible that we see through the Word of God that we find wanting. First of all, I'll say that we find the wounded wanting in the way. Over in Luke chapter number 10, you find the wounded found wanting in the way. The Bible talks about over there around verse 30, Jesus Himself giving a parable of a man that went down, a certain man that went down from Jerusalem down to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his garments and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. I mean, this man's wounded in the way and he's found wanting. And then it goes on and says, "And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him pass by on the other side, and likewise a Levite, when he had passed the same place, he came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him." I mean, here it is. This man is wounded in the way, and he's standing in the need of want, and he's needing some help. I mean, he needs somebody to come by and help him out. He's in a place where he cannot help himself. I mean, somebody's hurt him and he can't help himself. Have you ever been hurt by people in this world that you're living in? I mean, it's real easy. Different situations you get in. A lot of people have been in places where people's hurt them, and their hearts and their souls have been deeply hurt, and they were standing in need of want. They needed somebody to help them. And let me say this, the Bible talks here on this parable how one was a priest and one was a Levite, and both of those throughout the Bible, if you study the heritage, are people that go to church and they're in the synagogue, in the house of God. In other words, they're saved folks. And might I say this, that when you're hurt and you're wounded, sitting on the side of the road waiting for somebody to help you, and you're standing in need of want, it's not going to be everybody that passes by that's going to lend a helping hand. Everybody that walks by, and you know they're saved, and you know they're living right, but it seems like I'm hurting, and I need somebody to help me. Why is it they're not helping me? Well, not everybody is going to help you when you get in these places, situations. A lot of preachers that go and pastor churches fall into this situation where sometimes they go, and they go by the will of God, trying to do God's work, but something steps in the way and hinders that work, and and they get hurt along the way, and it seems like a lot of people come by and they pat you on the back and say, well, we are praying for you, and that's good, and you appreciate those people, but there's a lot of people that'll pass by that won't do nothing about it. Some will walk on the other side of the street. Some will come look on you and say, how pitiful it is. You knew not to do that anyway. That was out of the will of God. Don't know why you did it anyway. It sure is a sad shape you've been in. But it is that not everybody that sees you hurting will help. But I thank God for those people that will render help when they come by. I thank God for those people when they see folks hurting, will help these folks out. I mean, this man here is wounded in the way, and he's standing in need of want. I mean, he's found wanting and needing some help. I'll say that you can find help in some places sometimes that are, some of them's out of the ordinary and some of them are not. But when you get in these places, I'm glad there are a few places you can find some help. I'm glad sometimes it could be your spouse that helps you out in these times. And that's why you women need to remember to back your husband, amen. Stand beside him, back him up, pray for him. And same thing for your husbands to your wife. Take care of them. Give them a kind word here or there. That may be just what they need to pick them up when they're found wanting in the way here. It could be a sister or brother in Christ that would help you out when you find yourself wanting here in the way. It could be a Samaritan, amen, like it is in this story. A stranger comes by and looks down on the man and has compassion upon him and picks him up, puts him on his own beast, takes him to an inn and pays all the debt and gives him medicine and things and says, if anything else is owed, I'll repay it when I come again. Sometimes it might be a Samaritan that'll help you when you find yourself wounded in the way. I mean, here it is. This way that we're walking is a straight way, and everybody ain't always going to agree with you. Amen. And sometimes you might get hurt, but just stand with God. Just go ahead and stand with what you know and stand with what's been tried and what's true. Sometimes that Samaritan that you don't even know will give you a word of encouragement just to let you know what you're doing right. Just keep on standing. I mean, sometimes down at work, I don't know how it is with you, but down at work sometimes it might be things might not be going good. Things might be going bad, and sometimes it just seems like it ain't going the way that you think it should go. And then some stranger will walk up to pick up a piece of equipment and begin talking to you about the Lord. I mean, a Samaritan, I don't even know what you're going through, but you're wounded in the way, and you're hurting in need of help, and they come by and give you a kind word of encouragement, nothing else, just a testimony. And then it reminds you there's others standing for God, and there's others trying to do right and live right. Thank God when you find yourself wounded in the way. I'm glad there is some help to be found. And if nothing else, I'm glad help can be found from the Savior. Amen. Sometimes it is that nobody else can help you. And sometimes it is why they keep on walking. And sometimes that's why when they look at you and try to give you a kind word of encouragement, that's all they can do for you. But thank God, I'm glad the Savior can do so much more. When you're found wanting in the way, I'm glad the Savior knows exactly what you need. And now the Samaritan in the story here is the type of the Savior, and how he'll pick you up, amen, and he'll bind up your wounds, and he'll put you on his beast, amen. He'll take care of you. In other words, he'll carry you when everything seems to be falling apart in your life. When you're wounded in the way, that's when the Lord will pick you up like the sheep, how he picks them up and puts them on his shoulder, and he'll carry you, amen. The Savior can help you when nobody else can. And I'm glad there's been a debt paid that we could not pay. It was a debt he didn't know, but he paid plenty and said, yes, if anything else is owed, I'll repay when I come again. Thank God, I'm glad for the times when the Savior helps us when we're wounded in the way. Well, we find this man that's wounded in the way, amen. And he's standing in need of want down in the way. He needs some help. He just needs somebody to come by and pick him up, amen, and take care of him and help him out. Well, in our text here, we see this word tikel, found in the balances, weighed in the balances, and found wanting. Now, I'll say that this right here is the wicked is found wanting when they're weighed. We see the wicked found wanting wanting when they're weighed. I mean, the Bible here, this give you, I guess, a background on this here. If you remember back a couple of chapters ago, in chapter 4, old Nebuchadnezzar was a king there, and he was ruling, and he was outside the will of God, and he had a dream, and that, if you remember, Daniel came and interpreted the dream and told him how he was going to eat like oxen and things of that sort, how he's going to grow a long hair and things. He interpreted that dream, and it did come to pass. And then this man, this king Belshazzar, steps in as king here. And if you remember there in the beginning of chapter 5, how he sent for all the holy vessels and the things of God from the house of God to come down, and they had a ceremony and had a big feast, and they drunk out of these vessels. And then you see that God begins to judge him, judge his kingdom, and then gives him a dream, shows a handwriting on the wall, not a dream, but a handwriting on the wall. And here it is. They knew that Daniel interpreted a dream for Nebuchadnezzar. And so he called for him again and said, I know that you interpret dreams. You're a man that can tell me what these things mean. And then he begins to interpret this dream and tells him what it means, and talked about how that his kingdom had been numbered, how he had been weighed in the balances and found wanting, and how it was going to be divided up between the Medes and the Persians. And that's when he took Daniel, and then they put a robe, a scarlet robe on him, and a chain about his neck and things, and they made him third ruler in the kingdom. And then you see that everything came to pass that Daniel interpreted here. But we see here the wicked found wanting when they're weighed. I mean, the Bible says that TKL, you are weighed in the balances and are found wanting. This man was a wicked man. He didn't go by the principles and precepts of God. And I'll say, any time that you see people using the things in the house of God for evil things, or for things that do not glorify God, you're always going to see judgment fall on these kind of people. Amen. Well, I'm talking about these TV evangelist crowd that's using the house of God to pad their pocketbook. I mean, they're going to be weighed in the balances one day, and they're going to be found wanting. I mean, they're leading people to hell, preaching a gospel that ain't so. They're using the things of God for evil use. Amen. For evil sake, for their own self and their own pride, and trying to lift themselves up above others, and trying to make a great name for themselves. And they're going to be weighed in the balances and are found wanting one of these days. I mean, God's going to judge the wicked. God's going to hold them up. There's going to be a payday one of these days. You will not get by for anything. I mean, the judgments are coming, and you ain't getting by with nothing. That's exactly right. I mean, you can try to get by and try to live a wicked life outside the principles and precepts of God, and try to live your own life, sow your wild oats. But one of these days, you're going to be weighed in the balances. Amen. And you will be found wanting. I mean, the wicked's always found wanting when they're weighed. Amen. Well, I'll say, sometimes there's Christians that are found wanting when they're weighed. Amen. I mean, sometimes it is the children of God. Those of us that come to church that Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, sometimes we get sitting by the wayside. And I would say that if God were to take a scale and set aside the things that we do for Him and things that we do for self, I'd say that most of us, sorrowfully, I'd say that most of us have probably come up found wanting. I mean, here it is, that we have opportunity to live for God this day, freedom to live for God and to worship Him. And we got the Bible, the inspired Word of God in front of us, amen, that we carry to church, that we hold in our hands, and most of us put on the bookshelf when we get back to the house, amen. But we got the privilege to read the Word of God today, amen. We got access to it, amen. We can pray and seek the face of God. It's not against the law. They won't kill you or throw you in prison, amen. I'm glad we've got opportunity to do that. But I would say that more than likely, if we were waiting in the balances today, I wonder if you'd be found wanting, or if the things you do for God would outweigh the things you do for self or for the world, or things that you're trying to obtain or gain in this life. In other words, we probably need to examine our life and see where we lay, and see where we stand with God, amen. Put yourself on a balance beam, amen, and see which way that thing's going to balance out. Amen. We need to serve God in this day we're living in. I'm tired of half-hearted Christians coming in trying to profess something they're not, amen. I mean, it's with their words and it's in their mind, but it ain't in their heart, amen. And that's where it needs to transfer to. Quit playing church. Quit playing games, amen. God's going to weigh weigh you in the balances. And if you're found with the wicked, amen, you will be found wanting. I wonder, where do you stand tonight? Amen, where do you stand with God? Examine your heart. See if you be of the faith or not.
Amen.
Wonder where you stand. I want to look over in John. Finish up with this thought here. John chapter 4. We've seen the wounded wanting in the way. We've seen the wicked wanting when they've been weighed. And then in John chapter 4, I want to look at a woman that was wanting at the well. Amen. And I want to finish with this one here. And this is what the Lord dealt with me about on finishing with this woman at the well. Amen. Because I believe this is probably the most important one. If you can get this one down, amen, I believe the others, everything else will fall in line. I believe that's right. Well, we see her in John chapter 4, a woman wanting at the well. I mean, Jesus is here with his disciples. He's left Judea. He's departed again in the Galilee. And then he tells his disciples, he said, I must needs go through Samaria. Amen. I mean, this is an unusual route that he would take during this part of the day. But he said, I got need to go down here to Samaria. Amen. He knew there's going to be a woman down there wanting at the well. Well, he goes down there and he finds this woman. And he asked her a question when she shows up. He says, give me to drink. And then this woman said, I'm a Samaritan. The Jews don't have any dealings with us. What am I, Samaritan? You, a Jew, asking me a drink? And then Jesus told her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of me, and he would have given thee living water. Amen. Well, we see this woman that's come to draw water from a well, and we see her wanting at the well. First of all, I'll say that she was wanting some water. Amen. I mean, that's why it was that she came down to the well. Simple enough. I mean, she was standing in need of want. She needed some water. Now, what she needed the water for, I don't know. She might need to wash clothes. I might have wanted to drink. Amen. I just have to say, probably coming in the heat of the day, he'd want some water to drink. I know I would. Amen. But she was needing, standing in need of some water. Amen. Thank God. But when she got there, what she thought she needed, she got something else. Amen. She thought she needed water, but she got a well. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad the Lord knows exactly what we need. Sometimes we think we got everything understood. We know what we're standing in need of, want of, but if we'll trust in God, He knows exactly what we need, and He can take care of us. Amen. Well, secondly, I'll say that she wanted, or standing in need of, want of worship. Amen. I mean, she comes down, and as He's talking about this, she begins to say how she knows that her father's, you know, once back in this well and up in these mountains, had worshiped God and said, we know that they did this and we're going to do it again. Said there was going to be somebody come that was going to deliver us and we was going to worship again. And then Jesus told her and said that He is the one. He said, but they ain't going to worship me in these mountains or there. They're going to worship me in spirit and in truth, thank God. And here it is that she come down to the well and she was in want, amen. She was in want of worship. This is the kind of person, amen, that's kind of religious, knows a little bit about the things of God. I mean, she knew a little bit about worship. She knew a little bit about the Messiah to come. She began to tell Him about these things. And there's a lot of folks in church today that know a little bit about this, but they really don't know the true worship of God. And the reason why they don't know the true worship of God is because they've never got the true water of God, amen. But if they'll get the water of God, get the well of water springing up into them in the everlasting life, then they can know about worship. But she was standing in need of want of worship, amen. I mean, she knew about her father's, but she never experienced it herself. She heard tales from her grandmothers and those in time past, but she didn't have any testimony of her own, amen. She needed to know what worship was about. She was standing in need of that, amen. I mean, she was in need of these things. She was in need of her own testimony, if you would. Worship, amen. Thank God for that. I know there was a time once before where I could tell you about how other folks worshiped and how they sang praises to the Lord and how they shouted and how they said amen and things. But I thank God for the day that the Lord let me experience some worship. I was standing in need of want one day for some worship, amen. And God came by my way. I thank God gave me liberty to worship Him and spirit and in truth, thank God. Well, when she gets there, now she's wanting water and she's wanting worship, but she finds some things, amen. She wanted water and she wanted worship, but she found, first of all, she found the Savior, amen. I mean, she found the supplier of the water, amen. I mean, here it was that she wanted water and she wanted worship. A matter of fact, she found the supplier of the water and of the worship, amen. If she wanted some water, he could give her a well of water springing up in the everlasting life, amen. And she needed worship, he could help her worship, amen. And show her how to worship in spirit and in truth. And later on, you find her doing that, amen. And not only a Savior did she find, but I believe she found salvation, amen. I mean, the Lord began to tell her everything that she ever did. In other words, conviction started falling on her life. He began to reveal who she was, amen, and that she was in need of something. Here you go, you come to get some water out of the well, but that's not what you need, amen. You need a well. And he began to talk to her and began to help her and show her what she really needed and show her she really needed that well that was inside of her. And the water really didn't mean that much to her anymore. All she wanted was a well, amen, springing up in the everlasting life. Thank God I know where I can find salvation. Down there at the well, amen. God can give you that well springing up in the everlasting life. He can give you that everlasting water. Thank God. Well, she found the Savior, amen. The supplier. She found a salvation down at the well. Not only that, but she found satisfaction, amen. I mean, what she got was enough to satisfy. I mean, here it was that she dropped her pot. She didn't even draw any water. She went down for some water, and she found the Savior, got a well, amen, and didn't even leave with any water in her pot. I mean, threw her pot down, and what he gave her satisfied her. And you see her running through the streets, spreading abroad. Come and see. Come and see a man that told me everything that I ever did, amen. It satisfied her. And no longer did you see her searching for the water or searching for worship, amen. She knew what it was about. She got what she needed down at the well. Found wanting. I mean, she was found wanting, and the Lord sought her out, amen. And notice she didn't go to where he was. He went to where he knew she was going to be, amen. And I'll say this to you, there may be somebody lost here in this meeting. I don't know your heart, I don't know your soul, but God knew you was going to be here, and I believe he got here and sat down and waited on you, amen, to come in the door, and so he could tell you about a well of water that's springing up in the everlasting life, and it'll be enough to save you, and satisfy your soul.
Amen. Amen.
I wonder tonight, are you found wanting? I mean, the Lord's in the midst, and he's examining your soul. You need to look at yourself and find out if you're found wanting. You may be wanting and needing some water tonight. I don't know your soul. You may be needing a drink of that water that'll spring up into everlasting life. That's between you and the Lord. You may be wounded in the way. Maybe somebody's hurt you. Maybe you're going through some difficulties in your life. Maybe you're faced with things, and I don't know nothing about them, but maybe you're faced with things that you just don't know where to turn or who's going to help you. I'm glad the Savior can help when nobody else can. If you'll trust in him, you may be wounded in the way, and you might be wanting, but I know where you can find help, amen. And you may be wicked and wanting when you wade tonight, but if you'll come to God, I know that he can take off those weights, amen. That's on the other side, and he can transpose those and put them over to good things, and he can work things to his honor and his glory in your life. If you'd ask him to take full control of your life, sail out, go all the way with God, and then you can stand up and say, I'm a Christian, I love God, I've sold out everything I've got, and when I'm weighed in the balances, I'm not found wanting anymore. But only one person can do this for any three things that I preached on tonight, and that is the Savior.
Amen.
Maybe you could come to him. Maybe you could come to him tonight. Come with a song, that's all I got. Maybe just a little bit, it ain't much, and ain't any deep doctrine or anything like that, but I believe there's some folks that's probably found wanting here tonight, and I don't know what you want, and I don't know what you're in need of want. Don't know what it is, but God does, and you do. Not only the Lord, but you know what you need, and God only can help you if you'll trust in him. Stand with us as you sing. and drink.
He
is thirsty, come and drink. His water right here, preacher. And it's good for a little while. I mean, it's good. It does your soul good. It helps you out. But give it about an hour or two and get on down the road, and that satisfaction is gone. It didn't really satisfy. It just sufficed for a minute. But if you'll get a drink of the living water, just come and taste and see that the Lord's good. Come get a drink of the living water. He'll give you that well of water. It'll be something that can satisfy. You don't see her back at the well asking for the well anymore.
Amen.
What she got was enough, and it satisfied. So come and get it, children. If you're thirsty, come and get it.
Yes.
I believe He's waiting at the well for you. Sing on.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Jesus is the way. He's the crucified, 'twas for me.